Kutta Sikha is Chelek Yud Zayin, Parsha Bechukosai, Sikha Aleph, a summary of the Sikha. Right at the beginning of the Parsha, the very first Pasuk, Im Bechukosai Teilechu, if you will walk in my, according to my law. So Rashi says, I would think that this is referring to the mitzvahs. Bechukosai means the mitzvahs. But since the next words are, Ve'es mitzvosai tishmeru, and you will keep my mitzvahs, Hadekiyama mitzvahs omer, so mitzvahs are already covered. So what do I do with imbuchukaisa teilechu? It means if you will toil in the study of Torah, work hard to study Torah. So Rashi is sort of explains to us and lets us into the process of how we came to this conclusion, because it's not that b'chukaisa means the study of Torah. Generally it means mitzvahs. But over here he tells us that since mitzvahs is already mentioned, so therefore we can't say anymore that b'chukosai means mitzvahs because it's already mentioned, so therefore it must refer to Torah and amelim b'Torah. The question is, how does Rashi know that it means amelim b'Torah? Maybe it just simply means if you will study Torah. How does he know that it means toil in Torah, something much more than just ordinary study of Torah? Also, we need to look at the next Rashi. The next Rashi is on the words Ves mitzvosai tishmeru, and if you will keep my mitzvahs. Rashi says what it means is that when you study hard in Torah, when you do this amelim b'Torah, you should do it for the purpose of keeping the mitzvahs. So the question is, why does Rashi attribute Ves mitzvosai tishmeru not simply to keep the mitzvahs? Why does he make it about when you study hard in Torah, you should do it for the purpose of studying, of doing the mitzvahs? How does he know it has anything to do with the previous amelim b'Torah? So the explanation is, as we know, the study of Torah is in itself one of the 613 mitzvahs. One of the mitzvahs is as we make the bracha, Asher Kedushanim v'tzayzat tzivanu, on the study of Torah. So we need to see that it's one of the mitzvahs. If that's the case, when it says Ves mitzvosai tishmeru, if you will keep the mitzvahs, then study of Torah is included in that as well. So then what again is b'chukosai teilechu? The study of Torah is also included in mitzvosai tishmeru. So what then is chukosai teilechu? From this, Rashi knows that there is something about the Chukosai Teilechu which is not included in the ordinary study of Torah, and therefore cannot be included in Mitzvah Tishmeru, because this element of study of Torah is not included in the ordinary mitzvah of study of Torah, and therefore Mitzvah Tishmeru wouldn't tell you anything about this part of study of Torah, and therefore there must be something more than regular study of Torah, and it can't mean study another hour, because that's just doing the mitzvah for a longer time. It's still the same mitzvah, just like if you wear your tefillin for 5 minutes or you wear your tefillin for 8 hours, you're still doing the same mitzvah, only for a more extended time. So learning Torah for longer doesn't mean anything more, a different type of a mitzvah. Therefore, there must be something about the very nature, the type of study of Torah, which is different. And therefore, Rashi concludes that it means not ordinary studying of Torah, but amelim b'Torah, to be completely submerged in the study of Torah in such a way that is more than ordinary, regular, what you would expect from study of Torah. And that's what is meant by the pasuk chukosai teilechu, not just you will do the study of Torah, but teilechu, which means you are fully engaged in it, totally engaged in it. That's what chukosai teilechu is referring to. But if that's the case, that the chukosai teilechu talks about a higher degree of studying Torah, and mitzvosai tishmeru would be the ordinary level of study of Torah, so then why is it, it should be reversed. Mitzvosai tishmeru should come before the chukosai teilechu, because you can't get to amelim b'Torah, to the diligent study of Torah, before you've gone through the regular level of study of Torah. So shouldn't it say first b'tzmeisa tishmeru and then follow up with b'chukosai teilechu? And it's for this reason, because of this question, that Rashi concludes that mitzvayisai teshmeiru was also not talking about the regular type of fulfillment of mitzvah, or in the case of Torah, the ordinary study of Torah, but that mitzvayisai teshmeiru was also a follow-up to b'chukayisai telechu, that you should study Torah diligently, and that should lead to a diligent fulfillment of mitzvahs. That's why Rashi connects the mitzvah to Shmeiru, that it should be that when you study Torah diligently, it should be for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvahs as well. And this gives us a better understanding of the order in the Torah, why it is that mitzvah to Shmeiru comes as a follow-up to B'chukayse Telechu, and not as the introduction to B'chukayse Telechu. However, there is another answer that it would seem we could give for the meaning of b'chukayisai and mitzvayisai. Rashi asks the big question: since mitzvayisai teshmeru was already said, therefore b'chukayisai teleichu must mean learning. But maybe it's possible to answer that since we know that there are different categories of mitzvahs, there is eidos, chukim, and mishpatim, and each one is a distinct type of mitzvah. So maybe over here, b'chukayisai means the chukim of mitzvahs, and mitzvayisai teshmeru talks about the mishpatim, the ordinary logical mitzvahs, and b'chukayisai is talking about the super rational mitzvahs. As to the question, why are the mishpatim called mitzvahs, which are generally means the general category of mitzvahs, we could say, because mishpatim means those mitzvahs which, even if the Torah wouldn't say them, your own seichel would dictate that this should be done. So in other words, it's telling you, the mitzvahs are talking about those mitzvahs which are commanded by seichel that they should be done. In fact, we find a pasuk in which the Torah talks about the different categories of mitzvahs. It talks about Avram Avinu, and it says, Ekev asher shama Avram b'kayli, because Avram listened to me, and he kept mitzvayisai, chukayisai, v'seroisai. So and Rashi says that chukayisai means the super rational mitzvahs, the ones that they question, you know, the goyim question and the yetzahara questions, and mitzvayisai refers to the mishpatim, to the ones that are logical mitzvahs. So we see that Rashi himself says that there is that mitzvayisai can refer to mishpatim, chukayisai to those types of mitzvahs. So why over here don't we say the same thing? And therefore, Rashi's proof that it means chukayisai means amela mitaira seems to go away. The answer to that is that in the time of Avraham Avinu, when there was no commands for mitzvahs yet, Hashem hadn't commanded any mitzvahs. Therefore, the word mitzvahs wouldn't fit other than mishpatim. Why is that? Because since Hashem did not command them, so how do you call the mitzvahs? Who commands them? Who dictates them? The answer is, they refer to the ones that seichel dictates. Your own intellect says that this has to be done. That's why they can be called mitzvahs. And the chukim are the ones that are obviously the ones that are super rational. But after Matan Torah, the word mitzvahs fit very well for all kinds of mitzvahs. Hashem commanded all mitzvahs equally. And therefore, why would there be a distinction in a pasuk which talks about chukim and a pasuk that talks about mitzvahs, the same pasuk? Why would the Torah distinguish between mitzvahs and chukim? If he wanted to distinguish, it should have said mishpatim and chukim. So therefore, it can't mean mitzvahs can't be the mishpatim and chukim. The chukim, mitzvahs means all the mitzvahs. So chukayisai must mean amelim b'teira. To understand this from the inner dimension of Teira, what's the connection between the chukayisai teleichu and amelim b'teira? Since the Teira refers to amelim b'teira by the word chukayisai teleichu, there must be something in that word which relates to amelim b'teira. So what is it about chukayisai that is related to amelim b'teira? And the answer is, what is the difference between writing and engraving? One difference would be that writing is done simply, easily. Chukayisai, chukya, engraving from the word chukayisai, it takes a lot of effort, much more effort and energy than writing. Therefore, it makes a lot of sense, first of all, that the super-rational mitzvah should be called chukim, because it takes much more effort to commit yourself to a mitzvah which doesn't seem to make any sense to you, sometimes even seems contradictory to the way we think. So to commit yourself to that takes a lot more effort. And the same with Torah, amelim b'Torah, the hard work of studying Torah relates very well to the concept of chukim or chakika, which explains how the amelim b'Torah has to be practiced. Since amelim b'Torah is related to the idea of chukah, which means super rational, something which is beyond what your own seichel, it explains to us where the amelim b'Torah has to be expressed. That there is, a person has to realize that what is it that I have to study? Where do I have to express my amelim b'Torah? That it's not just simply the things which come easily to my mind, where my mind easily leads me. But amelim b'Torah means that we have to go much beyond that. Even the places where the mind doesn't easily go to, we have to delve into those areas as well. Another point is that amelim b'Torah leads you to understand that even those things which you do understand, what's really underneath them is, what's in the internal dimension of that is, that it is completely super rational. Even the things that we seem to understand, that we think we understand, in truth they are completely beyond our comprehension. And as the Friedige Rebbe said, that even those things which we can understand, we have to understand that in truth they are completely beyond our comprehension. They are really chukim.